so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big. You're tuned in to Faith City Outreach with Marina Maria, the founder of Global Gospel Worship Radio. Maria interviews local Christian pastors, authors, musicians, and global leaders, sharing their testimonies and the servant work being done for the Lord. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus reminds us to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We hope this program will encourage you to do just that. Now here's your host, Marina Maria.
Welcome to Faith City Outreach. This is Marina Maria with today's special guest, Tom Tresidder, who is the founder and director of Mega Voice Australia. Tom is married, has four children, and is 90 years old and has been a believer for 75 years. The Lord inspired him to invent and with his Mega Voice team, develop and produce the world's first solar-powered audio Bible and the world's first Bible for the deaf, hearing impaired, and the disabled. Thank you, Tom, for being on Faith City Outreach today to share how the Lord has helped you invent the world's first solar-powered audio Bible to spread the gospel to unreached people all over the world.
Well, it's lovely to be here with you and your listeners, Marina. Very lovely, and certainly it's a wonderful story that goes back to 1988.
Tom, yes, I read through your website and learned that in 1988, as you're saying, God inspired you and gave you the vision to create the first solar-powered audio Bible for the world, which is called Mega Voice. Please share the story.
Yes, well, it really goes back. My wife, Mariel, and I were invited to participate in the Congress on World Evangelization in Lausanne, Switzerland in 1974. And the theme of the conference was Let the Whole World Hear His Voice. Mm. And that marked my life in an amazing way. And so when I became the director of the Bible Society in Australia, in New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory, I visited Hong Kong and saw the way that they were making Bibles, you know, and there was a big table and girls were hand collating the 1300 pages of the Bibles. And I remember thinking, there must be a better way, Lord. That was the thought that came into my mind. And then I learned that 1.3 billion people in the world can't read. They're what we call illiterate or non-literate. And so even these paper Bibles that were being printed faithfully were only of value to the people who read. And of course, and then I learned also at that time that 70% of the world either can't read or don't read. So the next prayer was, Lord, could we, he and I, produce a Bible, invent a Bible, design a Bible for everyone. And that, even as I say it today, that it sounds audacious that I, you know, just as a youngish man, could even ask such a thing. But God says that we should ask Him anything, at anything, anytime. And so that was my prayer, that we might design a Bible that had no moving parts, like the 1,300 pages of a paper Bible, to hang around a person's neck so no matter where they are, they can hear God speak, to have no moving parts, nothing to wear out, to be waterproof, sandproof, and vermin-proof, unable to be eaten by bugs, for instance, in many countries. And indeed, to be able to be used by people who are blind, who can't turn pages, and if they can read Braille, there are very few of them that can read Braille. And the Braille Bible is, of course, you know, about 5 feet high, 6 feet high. So it was a crazy prayer. And Marina, it needed to be powered in some way without a PowerPoint, because most people in the world don't have a PowerPoint. They don't have electricity. And I'm not just talking about you know, the countries that have had their electricity blasted in recent days. That's the case for many people. So that was the prayer. And I was inspired by talking dolls and Mazda cars that say, shut the door. And I thought, if you can store on a piece of rock a 10-second message in a doll, then why don't I get two bits of rock and put them together, get 20 seconds, three, get 30 seconds. I mean, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? And yet that was the prayer. And for many of my friends, it sounded impossible. But I've been, you know, over these years, I read my Bible, and there's a verse in the Bible that says, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So, you know, verses like that have strengthened me over the years that I've been walking with the Lord, and certainly at that time. So then, as you indicated, I think when we were talking that, you know, I needed somebody who could apply their electrical brains to it, even though I was trained in electronics before I became an industrial designer. And the Lord led me, again, this is crazy, but he led me remarkably to see in an American magazine, three men from Gospel Recordings. It was a photograph, and they were holding in front of them a fixed tune radio, and it just said manufactured by Galcom Israel. And I, you know, I'd never been to Israel, didn't know anyone in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
My father was there during the war, but otherwise I don't know anywhere. So anyway, mm-hmm. I contacted my Bible Society counterpart in Israel and said, please find me this company. And so he found me a man on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, an American who'd set up an electronics business there. And so when I met with him and I showed him my drawing, his reply was, well, Tom, it's never been done before, and with God's help, we'll do it. How about that?
Wow, that's amazing. I want to ask you something before I forget, and that is, yeah. I know you prayed that prayer about the Lord helping you with this. How soon after did he respond?
It was really, so that prayer was probably in 1986, because 1985, really, because the first thing that happened was that I designed what is today the iPad. I should have got one out to show you. I can show you sometime if you like it. But so it's just the same size as an iPad, but we didn't have touch screens or anything like that in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So that we released that in 1987. That's a story for another time, but that's gone out now as the iPad. But it was then in 87 that, again, the Lord led me to meet Ken, mm-hmm. probably at the end of 1987, and then he saw my sketch in 88. And the Lord knit us together. You know, very different cultured people. You know, he's a lovely, gracious American. He was. He's gone to glory now. But he was a lovely, gracious brother who the Lord just knit us together. I love him. I loved him. And I think if he were here now, he'd say he felt the same way. So we complemented each other. He brought technical skill. His company there was really our very first company that made the first model of MegaVoice. Yeah.
How soon after did you begin selling the Bibles to over 160 countries?
Well, I need to answer a question before that, and that is
okay.
That we were able to store every, you know, 30 seconds, and then 5 minutes, and then 30 minutes, you know, in stages, just as the technology of silicon chips.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here we are. I've stolen Moses' material for the very first books in the world, which were stone, and here we were building. So the first message that went on was the 23rd Psalm. That was the capacity. And then the four spiritual laws. And then we produced a small model for Northern Ireland as a tourist guide. So it was step by step by step, and then eventually it was larger production, so that we've gradually made changes as technology has allowed us, and as our own creative team have developed the technology as well. So we've always been, if I can, I mean, it sounds like I'm boasting, but I'm praising the Lord, because it's been all his guidance as step by step. We've really done things before anyone else. And we'll talk about that, I think, a bit further down the track in this conversation. But it's just been one miracle after another. So miracles are things which God does that are beyond our own human capacity, capability, or understanding.
Yes, yeah. That's true. And so soon after, how soon after did you begin selling the Bibles to 160 countries?
Yeah, well, it started around the point of 1989, 2000.
Okay, so a few years after that.
Yes, it was. And Marina, it's not been easy, you know, because we've been dependent upon the gifts of God's people, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's run low. We're very thankful that the Lord has brought donors around us and benefactors who've financed us. And there's something else that you're triggering off in my mind. So certainly donors, but then also the knowledge and inspiration, and that keeps us going. But we've had people stealing the idea over these years as well. That's called plagiarism. Mm-hmm. That's a big word, but where people just steal the design. And but simultaneously with the actual player, simultaneously with that, we've actually built up a library too, Marina, so that people, no matter where they are in the world, they can download. The library's up in the cloud, is the way we describe it. And they can download no matter what country they're in. And in that library today, we have over 29,000 Bibles, New Testaments, theological courses, Bible studies in over 8,600 languages and dialects. That again is miraculous. It's the largest Christian library in the world, and it's available to all missionaries, all churches, all translators. It's incredible. It just amazes me. And so we have dedicated people working in honorary capacities and supported by Christian people around the world doing that. That's just another part of the whole ministry that the Lord's built up over these years.
Yes, I read that you help the most remote and disadvantaged people in their own language all over the world. Can you provide some testimonies of them using the Bible? What is their reaction, Tom?
Marina, do you know what I've read this morning? And I looked at a picture of what I'm going to tell you. You know what's happening in the Ukraine. Your people would understand that that's a very sad situation with the Russian president and his forces destroying, wanting to take over the Ukraine. However, we have a story of one of the Russian soldiers holding a Mega Voice Bible.
Wow.
In Russian, and he's saying to the interviewer, I took this from a Ukrainian soldier that he'd either killed or that he'd taken prisoner. I don't know, but I've taken it from the Ukrainian soldier. They are hypnotized. They are hypnotized by what it says. I've been listening to it myself, and I'm becoming convinced as well. Mm-hmm. How about that? Mm-hmm. If one of my Australian friends has been ministering in a place called Marsabit in North Kenya, desert, hardly any trees, very primitive, and he's been working with a tribe there, and he contacted me and said, could you send me some Bible, Mega Voice Bible, because 67 families have given their lives to Jesus. Marina, they are 89% Muslim of the whole population, and so we sent them up to him, and he's been putting his own teaching on, as well as the whatever amount of Bible there is in that particular language. However, one day he has an imam come across from another tribe, 6 hours walk across the desert, and he said to Norm, Norm, he said, and of course Norm's frightened with the imam coming. What's he coming to see me for? He said, we've heard all about the changes in your tribe. They've stopped fighting and warring against each other and stealing. And we hear that they've got some gadget that has transformed their lives. I want that. Islam is not working for us. We want to learn about this person, Jesus. How about that?
Wow, and that's amazing. And I also read on your website that the words of Jesus, you have this picture on your website. I was really impacted by it. And so I have to ask you about this. It's related to what you're talking about right now, that the words of Jesus from the mosque over speakers, are over a Muslim town in Africa.
It happens to be, just happens to be another Australian missionary, Phil, and Phil walks past the mosque every day when he's going out to minister wherever he goes. Mm-hmm. And there were three imams sitting on the steps of the mosque, and they sing out, "Hey, you, have you got any of those Bibles?" And he said, "As a matter of fact, I have." They said, "Well, we want them. These are three imams." And so he went across and talked to them, and he gave them the Mega Voice Bible in, doesn't matter what language, but in their language. And as he's talking to them, he hears the speaker on the mosque blaring out, and he thought, "That's the Bible." And so he went in the mosque, found the sound room, and here's the fellow holding up the Mega Voice Bible to the microphone, playing it.
Wow.
To the whole of the village. I mean, just astounding. So anyway, he came
Praise
out. Came out of, pardon?
Praise God.
Yeah, I'll say. So he came out of the mosque, and as he was walking away, they called out to him again, "Hey, you, have you got any of those in Arabic? Because we speak Arabic." And Norm and Phil said, "Well, yes, I have." They said, "Well, we want those too. Our people need to hear what it's saying." So what we're talking about is a Mega Voice Bible, you know, that just fits in your hand just like that. So it doesn't look like a book. Mm-hmm. So in the Muslim world, I'll tell you another story in a minute. In the Muslim world, it's desirable. It's not a competitive book. It's just something that you push and hear Jesus speak.
And portable
and solar powered. You don't have to buy batteries. It's free. You can listen anywhere at any time, day and night. So let me tell you another story that you just triggered off, and that is that in the Gulf country, it doesn't matter what country, the people were coming to a display table that we had there, and a lady in her burqa and everything and her mask, and she said, "Can I take this into Saudi Arabia?" And the person behind the table said, "Well, no, you can't, because if you're found with it, you'll lose your fingers. They'll cut your fingers off." And she said, "Well, I'll just tuck it in here." And she tucked it into her black garb and was gone. So people will take enormous risks, because inbuilt into every person in the world is a desire to be complete. And we will never be complete until Jesus lives within us. And so this lady thought, "Well, I've got to get this." I mean, it's like another lady in the Christian bookshop in Bahrain. You know, she was walking around the shop with the Bible on her head, and the shopkeeper said, "Well, can I ask why you're doing that?" And she said, "Well, I understand that this book speaks to you, and I want to hear what it's got to say."
Wow. Yeah.
How about that?
That's amazing. So I have to ask, I know the Bible's reaching so many countries, and especially the Middle East, but how about Israel?
Yes. So the Lord led me to Ken in Tiberias on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and the Bible Society and other Protestant churches operate in Israel, and the Bible Society has a shop in has three shops, one in Gaza, one in Jerusalem, and one in another portion of the Arab section of Israel. So again, there, people are listening. Those that read are reading, but certainly there's a tremendous demand, and particularly at this time when there's so much unrest there. And Marina, I don't know whether you grasp, but even though Israel is so tiny in the Middle East, you know, if you see a map. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. tiny, mm-hmm. and yet the Islam is wanting to blast them off the map. have actually said that. The leaders keep on saying it. Even this week, someone made that statement. They just want to blast off Israel. And of course, they want to do that to America and Australia. Anyone who just doesn't do what they want. And that's very different to a Christian who just loves to share the good news with people and certainly to help in whatever way possible, help that person put their trust in Jesus. Now, if they say to me, when I help someone like that, they say, well, get lost. Well, then all I can do is pray for them. Mm-hmm. I've got no right to touch them or damage them or hate them. I need to love them more for Jesus' sake. So it's very different. The philosophy where Jesus, you know, just says, I love you with an everlasting love. In other words, he's talking about the world that he knows, not just you and me as believers. He actually says that to everyone. I love you. Come to me. You know, and he's got these arms that are open. They were open on the cross, and they're open welcoming people to himself anytime, anywhere.
And as we are.
And just as we are, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was cleansed for me. Yeah.
That is very exciting. Jesus. Yes.
These are really exciting days and days of enormous opportunity.
Tom, we're about to come to a close. How can people help Mega Voice Bible or get more information about it?
Marina, certainly from our websites, they will help people. And it's not something you can just flick to. It's something which, you know, I mean, we've got a number of videos there, and they're well worth looking at. Some are fun and some are just you know, introducing people. Do make sure that we have a couple of minutes before we close too, Maria. You have to warn me.
Okay.
I want to show you something you've never seen in your life before.
Okay, so that's your website at megavoice.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay, megavoice.com. For those who are listening, you can get more information about Mega Voice, which is a Christian media company, and they are driven by a singular mission, and that is to fulfill the Great Commission for those who cannot read or do not have access to the written word. And I'm speaking with Tom Trisader, who is the founder of Mega Voice. Tom, I'm going to let you close, and I believe the Lord has a message for you to share.
Marina, it's been wonderful to have this time. I want to show you this before I close, but this is the latest Bible that I've designed, and that is called the Life Light. And so people in the tent cities of the world that don't have electricity can have a light to live by, and they can also have a radio. They can also have a Bible. It is just another one of the miracles, the Life Light. You'll see it on the website, and your friends will see it there as well.
That's
and
amazing.
So it does 30 things.
Wow. Now, I have to ask you though, Tom, how can people who, let's say, in third world countries who don't have access to the Bible, how are they able to get it?
Yes, they can get it through various churches and Christian organizations that operate in their country. Mega Voice is quite well known now around the 180 countries that it's being heard in now. So people are able to people can access information and no matter what country they are in, and even if they don't know someone, they could just come through the website, and we would love to serve them.
Is this for free that they can access them from third world countries?
Well, they would have to go through a church or something like that. But we supply whatever we can do with the support that we receive. So right now, if somebody, you know, had a trust or a foundation and would invest in our ministry, that would help us immensely and provide more. I've received an email just a moment ago from Fiji, you know, in the Pacific, and they want them and just can't afford them themselves there amongst the many islands of the Pacific. So There are lots of people like that who need them, and we will supply them as God provides money for us to do that. They're not expensive. They're not expensive. And each one is heard by many people day by day, night by night, no matter how remote they are, no matter how inaccessible they are, they can have them. We've designed some for the most restricted countries in the world. We want every church, every person to be able to hear the sound of his words.
Amen. Tom, thank you so much for this and for your mega voice team. I'm giving you a minute to close, please.
We want as many people, many of God's people as possible, to be part of the family of mega voice. And you may have gifts, people may have gifts that they can offer, and I'm not just financial, but their knowledge, their creativity, their whatever God puts in their heart, and they will be warmly welcomed. And we, our team of 100 people around the world, plus the prayer partners, people may just want to receive our prayer partners and support us in prayer. That would be wonderful, because God has given us the commission, all of us that love him, to take the gospel to the whole world, to the ends of the earth. And that's a great privilege. And he'll give us the strength to do what he tells us to do.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Global Gospel Worship Radio with Marina Maria, where all the nations praise the Lord with Christian international music and radio programs. We'd like to thank our major financial sponsors, Spectrum Insurance and Financial Group, for supporting our program, as well as our other media partners who make the broadcast of this show possible. If you'd like to donate to our radio ministry or to learn more about it, please go to globalgospelworshipradio.org. And finally, we hope you'll go with this blessing from Psalm 29:11. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Thanks for listening.